WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Look, they're the best at what they do.
So am I. And I'm not so optimistic. We spend $250 billion a year on defense. And here we are. The fate of the planet is in the hands of a bunch of retards I wouldn't trust with a potato gun.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol. With three fat guys, we say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. My name is Mike. I am joined by Drunkard STL on the Twitters and my lovely, good friend, Mr. Malcolm.
I am farts.
On time.
Look at you, on time 2 weeks in a row.
That's like almost a record.
That's amazing. You
That's
are
a streak.
Truly amazing. If you happen to show up a minute or so late, you probably missed our... epic announcement from the lovely Keith David, now on enlisted on Fox.
Yeah,
a show on Friday nights, I believe.
Okay.
Did you miss that? Were you in the other room?
I was urinating.
I'm actually kind of depressed. I played one of them. I've already made like eight.
Yeah.
Eight intros involving Keith. Do you want to hear the one I should have played?
Absolutely.
I mean, should I get into that already, or should, like, you know, we do, like, the hello, hi, welcome, all that?
Well, I think we already welcomed people.
Well, I shouldn't have played that one. You want to hear the one I should have played?
Absolutely.
And I probably should spread these out over the next 10 weeks, but throughout the show, I'm probably just going to play all of them.
Yeah. Just
because I'm pretty excited.
Beat the horse.
I am going to tell the story. I'm going to tell the whole goddamn story about how this came about. Should I tell the story or should I just play the thing?
No, you should tell the story, absolutely.
I should tell the story and then
story,
play the thing?
Story, then play the thing, yes.
That's the order it should go in?
Yes.
You should intercut it.
Show prep
the,
at its finest. Talk
there's
about
a new
it.
Program on Fox called Enlisted.
Yes, sir.
The creator is a guy who was involved in Scrubs, I think the later seasons of Scrubs.
Yes,
and
sir.
He was involved in the creation of Cougar Town.
Okay.
Wow, this dude's a winner.
Yeah, he's been on some shows. He's
on the show or he's behind the scenes?
He's like a writer,
gotcha.
Producer kind of guy.
You got it.
So he created this new show called Enlisted. It's a show about...
I've seen the commercials.
Like being in the Army, like the Army stuff. So Uniformed Opinions was all worked up about this show.
Yeah.
Like they were, you know, talking about how, you know, it looked like it was mocking the military, being in the military. That's their whole thing.
Right.
Military guys.
Like in the Army now with... Pauly Shore.
Right, right. So they were tweeting about it and mentioning this show and this his name's Kevin Beagle, I believe. B-I-E-G-E-L.
Sure, yeah.
They were talking and he responded to them and he was you know, kind of defending his show. This is his baby.
Right.
And they're talking smack about it. And like kind of smooth things over with it. And it was really cool. He seemed like a really nice guy. But as per usual, if anybody does anything that
I find slightly humorous, I just butt my nose in it and get involved.
Of course. That's
so I start right. tweeting a bunch of bullshit, as I sometimes do. Mm-hmm. And so uniformed opinions, and this guy, they got along really well. I think he sent them some screener copies of some more episodes and, you know, said, hey, watch these, you know, see, I'm not making fun of the
military.
Did
he actually come up on the show?
I don't know if he's going to be on their show or not, gotcha. but like he's been really cool to all of us, really. I mean, you know, we're pretty much, you know, small town,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he's the Hollywood type.
Right.
He don't need to be talking to some jackoffs.
Exactly.
He'd tell us to go fuck ourselves,
which
right?
I tell you to fuck yourself all the time.
Tell us to go fuck ourselves. So, you know, I'm bullshitting and I'm going on about fucking Keith David is on this show.
Okay.
Fucking Keith David has been in a lot of big movies.
Yeah.
He's a big fucking deal, drunk.
Is he now?
He is.
Okay.
Going through his IMDb looking for motherfucking material for my Keith David rant.
Yeah.
You know who Keith David was?
Who?
It was Goliath on Gargoyles.
Oh.
Fucking Gargoyles,
that was
drunk.
My show, man.
So I'm going on and on and on and on about fucking, you know, how cool it is that, you know, they got Keith David on this show and he was the voice of Goliath. I mean, that's probably not the top of his resume.
Right.
But the top of his resume in but my fucking eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. When I was 13 years old, that show Mother was my
fucker.
Shit.
So, dude fucking sends me a tweet and says, hey, next time I see Keith David, I'll have him record a personalized greeting to you.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, I'm thinking he'll probably just fucking forget about it. But sure enough, fucking night his show premieres, 1 o'clock in the morning, I get a fucking private message says, hey, check your fucking email. I'm like, fuck yeah, check my email. Motherfucking Keith David, WFOD wheelbarrow full of dicks. So I spent the next 2 days making new intros with it.
Hell yeah.
And I should, like I said, space these out.
But we can't control ourselves.
But right, we can't control ourselves.
Once we get a new toy, we just gotta fiddle with it until it breaks.
This is Christmas time, goddammit. We got packages to open.
1,000 years ago, superstition and the sword ruled. It was a time of darkness.
I love this man's voice, by the way.
World of fear. It was the age of gargoyles. Stone by day, warriors by night. We were betrayed by the humans we had sworn to protect, frozen in stone by a magic spell for 1,000 years. Now here in Manhattan, the spell is broken, and we live again. We are
WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Hell yeah. I think after listening to that intro, I'm going to have to go home and Netflix an entire season of Gargoyles.
You just have to watch. They're all on fucking YouTube. I was watching them.
Oh, I don't
day.
Even have to go to Netflix. I can just go to YouTube. And
motherfuckers
watch
are on YouTube.
Yeah, but they're not good quality on YouTube.
Oh, blow me good quality.
No, I need 1080p. I need all those extra pixels.
It's drawings running around.
Yeah, but they're glorious, and, you know, like half the cast of Star Trek's on that damn thing, too.
Which Star Trek?
The Next Generation. They got, like, 5 people from that show to do voices on Gargoyles. It was amazing.
Is LeVar Burton one of them?
Probably, yeah.
That's who else we need to get an intro for us. LeVar Burton. Reading Rainbow, Butterfly in the Sky.
Motherfucking Keith David goes out of his way to make us an intro, and you're already moving on to the next person? I still have like 7 or 8 intros to play. Keith David was Spawn drunk.
So here's how it goes.
Oh, shit, that's right!
You work for me, and your job is very simple.
I mean, once you get one, you just can't stop.
Give me my space. Understand?
You gotta set yourself
higher. All I want is a little peace
and quiet.
Not that
we don't love Keith David.
Got it, fat boy?
Love Keith David.
Yes.
Say it.
I work for you. And you want peace and quiet.
And who am I?
I don't know.
I am
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
You're just going to wear these out. I already know. It's awesome.
If you've ever listened to this show, if you know me at all, You know that I'm just going to run this into the ground.
Oh, of course.
Me and my new friend Keith David.
Hell yeah. We love him.
Right.
The collective we.
But I can't blow them all at one time. I mean, I have to spread them out over like the whole show, right? Or else why would people stick around? The star power of Keith David.
The most powerful story of all time continues to shape our world. It's the foundation of our governments. The blueprint for our laws. A sacred guide for life's journey. This is
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
So,
are you confused?
I'm confused on the chat on why everybody claims that I'm illiterate, but that's fine.
What happened? Why can't you read? What did you read?
I didn't read anything.
Did you read something in the LeVar chat Burton?
Oh, they're talking about my reading rainbow stuff? No, I can read just fine, and I love LeVar Burton.
You can go anywhere?
Yeah.
LeVar Burton taught him how to read.
Take a look. It's in a book.
Reading
Something
Rainbow.
Like that. Yeah, Reading Rainbow.
Was that LeVar Burton?
That yeah.
was LeVar Burton.
I'll be damned. And then he ended up being the fucking Star Trek guy with the yeah. with the visor.
Mm-hmm.
And right. he got beaten in that one show.
Guys.
So how long of a delay do you think we're on this week?
It was 40 seconds.
40 seconds. That's hefty. Good Lord.
Yes. Are you ready? WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
So is this dude's got to be like the trailer guy, right? Does he do like every trailer ever?
He does commercials for the Navy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He does.
Or is it the Marines? He does one of them. I don't know what he does. But I remember, like, and they played the Godsmack song. Da, 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 right. da, da, you know what?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, you could get an education, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, is that where the guy is, like, climbing up, like, a damn rock face, and he gets up to the rock face, and he becomes a Marine, and then lightning's all around him?
Right, right. Because that's what happens. You climb to the top, and then, like, you Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, and all of a sudden you... But this isn't all we have.
That's the Marines, not the Navy.
God damn do I have a lot of stories this week to share with you.
Excellent.
Not only that, but in a little bit, Shannon's going to call us because she had a dirty dream about drunk.
Ooh.
And she's going to tell us all about it.
Did it involve his penis?
I hope so. And motherfucking Starry Spice's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, you could do the whole thing. No, now.
I don't think I want to. But we love Lisa.
Did I ever tell you about the time I choked a man to death with my bare hands?
Are you serious?
I can still feel his pulse beating against the palms of my hand, getting slower and softer. And then I went on to
WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Guys, I played all the intros I've made so far.
I'm sure you'll make about 30 more of them before.
Doesn't he sound kind of happy to be saying that?
I played them all. I don't have any more. He did the whole 10-part miniseries of the Bible, so I'm sure I can get lots of stuff.
Oh, on History Channel.
So stay tuned, guys. I think the Keith David clip.
Oh yeah, that we can definitely get some epic shit from that.
Yeah, yeah. So you want to hear my other stories? Had a busy fucking week.
Yeah,
this all happened on one day. Happened on, it was a Friday, I believe.
The day after Hockey Day.
Let me tell you. Oh, no, it was Hockey Day. It was Thursday.
Thursday. So Hockey Day, you had a filling day.
So, last week, if you remember, there was a day right after it snowed big time that it was like negative 32 degrees outside.
Well, with the wind chill.
With the wind chill. Negative 32 degrees.
It was actually negative 9. It just felt like negative 32.
He just loves correcting you, doesn't he?
Napier, if I tell you it's negative 9 out, yeah. That's pretty fucking cold, right?
Yeah.
But it's not as impressive as negative 32 when I got to embellish this big really old story for the radio. Like,
okay, if it's negative 9 or it's negative 32, you're still going to wear a coat, right? You're still going to wear gloves.
So.
You're still going to wear a hat. You're going to take every precaution, right?
Yes. Really,
that's pretty fucking cold,
I
right?
went outside with just shoes and a scarf and a smile.
Maybe you could tell him your gas mileage and he can correct you as well.
So anyway.
So anyway.
negative 32 degrees.
No, I fucking go into work. I work in an office by myself. I have my own personal little heater air conditioner in my
office.
You're
a lonely man.
I am. I'm very lonely. Go into my office. I am one of very few people that even bothered going to work. Most
Still
people fucking
on Thursday?
Called in sick. Most people, I didn't go Wednesday, but Thursday I fucking...
Jesus Christ,
fucking,
it wasn't that bad out there.
I braved it. So, or no.
You're talking about Tuesday.
No, yeah, I'm talking about Monday. Monday is
the
when
last
this happened.
Week where we did the
Thursday podcast. Is where the story goes.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm getting all mixed okay. up. This all story right. is going great.
Yes. Excellent great. Storyteller.
Fucking Monday. I didn't go to work Sunday because it's too goddamn... So I go, or too snowy out. I couldn't
right.
get out of my neighborhood.
Sunday it snowed, Monday.
Monday
freezing.
I go to work. Right. It's -9 out. Fucking, I go in there. I hit the button on my heater as soon as I get in there because it's fucking cold.
Right.
Turn on my heater, and the LCD screen says FF. Doesn't come on. Just says FF. F.
What's FF mean?
So I call my boss. I say, hey, what does FF mean? Because we bought these fucking heaters. We have these heaters all over the place. Like, yeah. there's a whole bunch of these heaters. I'm thinking maybe he's encountered FF before. Maybe he can tell me what it means. He says, I have no idea. I'll call the heating and air conditioning. It's not coming on? No, it's not coming on. I'll send the heating and air conditioning guy right there. I said, cool, because I can, like, see my fucking breath in my office.
Right.
So fucking heating and air conditioning guy comes there. He says immediately, I've never seen one of these before in my life. I don't recognize this brand. I don't have a clue what to do with this. He said, do you have an instruction manual? I said, no, I don't have a fucking instruction manual. He starts Googling the shit. Cannot find shit. Can't find a fucking website for this company. Can't find a MySpace page. I mean...
MySpace.
I have fucking 3 or 4 hobbies. Hobbies that you can Google and find right now. This is a company... selling heating and air conditioning units to multi-billion dollar companies, and they don't have a Twitter account.
Okay.
Can't find shit on them. He calls his boss. I said, hey, they got this kind of heater. They said, I've never heard of that. He goes, well, will you look around, like, you know, see if you can find a phone number that we can call? So hours go by, and he's just kind of dicking around with it. He doesn't know what the fuck to do with it.
This is the HVAC guy.
This is, yeah. He doesn't have a clue what to do with this thing.
Yeah.
So finally, somebody calls him back. We got a phone number for him. Fucking calls this number, and he says, you know, this guy sounds like he's never had a phone call before.
They're probably in, like, Wyoming or something.
Yeah, he said he heard cats, like, you know, meowing in the background and stuff. I imagine he... You remember the MasterCard commercials with Peggy? Welcome for U.S. credit. Yeah. This is Peggy. You remember? Yeah. I imagine the guy looked just like that. So anyway, the guy says, oh, well, if you're getting error code FF, that must mean that the cord running between the two, like the inside and the outside unit, isn't responding, and you're going to have to replace that cord. I'm like, well, fuck, man.
It's just a cord.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to be, you know, sitting here freezing my balls off. So dude comes in Thursday. That's where the story's going. Still cold out,
yeah,
but I'm surviving. It's less cold.
See, this would have been...
And I said, wow, you must have really rushed that fucking cord. And he goes, well, no, actually, I'm here to replace your entire system. I said, wow, really? It's only like a couple of years old. That's weird. And he goes, well, it turns out that the heater in your office was not designed to function in cold weather.
What? Hold on a second.
That's awesome.
Again. The heater was not designed to perform in cold weather.
The heater in my office drunk was not designed to function in cold weather. So if it's cold outside, it stops working.
What does that even mean? What is it supposed to heat?
So I guess if you're moderately uncomfortable, like, you can turn the heat on to, like, warm you a little bit. But, like, if it's really cold out and, like, you're like, fuck, I need to turn on the heater or I'm going to die, that's when it functions. So these people probably went to school to become guys who designed this piece of machinery. But their passion, their mission in life...
Was the semi-heater?
Was not to heat the cold. It was to delicately warm the slightly chilly. to remove your need for a windbreaker, I guess. So he spent the whole fucking day ripping out the old heater. And I mean, this thing's brand fucking new, drunk.
So, and you're 4 days without heat at this point.
Yeah. Brand fucking new, and he trashed it in the dumpster. He ripped it to fucking pieces, taking no care whatsoever to, like, resell it maybe to, like, you know, some jack-off in Arizona or something.
Do you want to take it home with you or something?
You know, like somebody who might have a chilly 50-degree day.
Even if he sells to somebody, what's he going to tell them? Look, dude, I know this is a heater, but it doesn't work when it gets cold out. Anybody will look at you like you're a fucking retard. Some guy in China probably got the blueprints for a heater and said, how can I make this $30 less so I can outsell everybody?
Yeah, and smaller, yeah. So that it's like sexier and sleeker. So, yeah, no, it doesn't work at all. So he just trashed the fucking thing, threw it in the dumpster. I mean, you would think he'd at least go recycle the metal or something something.
No, that's for meth heads. That's what meth heads do.
I'm a scrapper. That's what I do. I'm scrapping.
Do you think that it's funny or sad when some meth billy goes out on a pole to strip the copper off the telephone lines and ends up shocking the shit out of themselves and dying?
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Look, they're the best at what they do.
So am I. And I'm not so optimistic. We spend $250 billion a year on defense. And here we are. The fate of the planet is in the hands of a bunch of retards I wouldn't trust with a potato gun.
So I'm guessing that was the end of your story.
Does it need more?
I don't know. You made it sound like this was like the busiest day of your life.
So anyway, same day. Well, the night before, but the day I fucking fixed it the next day. Same day, my goddamn headlight goes out.
Okay.
And so I pull my car in the garage, and I rip the fuck out of the front of my car trying to figure out how to get the headlight
thing. You had to take the bumper off your car.
No, I had to, like, unscrew some screws in the grilly deal.
Okay.
And one of them wouldn't come out, so I just ripped it off. So anyway, I fucking get open this headlight, and I had headlights that I bought a long time ago. I bought those cool, bluey-looking ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the ones that don't last at all? They're super bright, but they only last like fucking 3 months. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Well, I bought those on eBay like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Because I was thinking...
You don't have to justify it to us.
Well, I bought them and I was thinking, you know, this will be fun. And then, like, I opened it up and I couldn't figure out how to get it out the first time. So I was like, fuck it. And I just set them up on the shelf. But, you know, now it's a necessity because now one of them's out.
Yep.
So I'm going to change these fucking things. I get it open. I unscrew the dealy. And it doesn't fit at all. It's not even fucking close. It's not the right size one. And I remember I looked on the fucking the chart thing and I matched it up and I bought the right one, but they fucked me. And I was like, you sons of bitches, you sent me the wrong one. But it was 3 years ago. What am I going to do? I'm going to email them and say, hey, 3 years ago I bought these bulbs from you. Fuck you.
So I'm sure they get those.
I'm pissed off. The next day, I removed the bulb and I kept it in my car so that I could reference it at the AutoZone. Going to AutoZone with the fucking bulb. I said, hey, this is the bulb I need. She goes, oh, well, it'd be just easier if I looked up your car. Looks up my fucking car, goes back and grabs the one and hands it to me. This is the one you need. I look at it, the same one I got in the fucking garage. I'm like, no, this ain't the right one, man. I don't know if my shit's weird or what, but, I mean, this is what I got. Look, they're different. She goes, yeah, they are different. That's weird. Usually our computers are, you know, really spot on. And I say, well, not this fucking time, lady. And so she takes it over to another AutoZone fella, and he looks at it, and he goes, dude, this is a high beam. You took out the wrong bulb. I'm like, well, fuck.
I was about to say, could this possibly be user error?
Right. And he goes, so that other one is the one you need, bro. The one that she had. And so I'm like, well, I fucking got those at home in my garage. And he goes, okay, well, bye then. So I fucking left. I'm thinking, well, I'll just fucking go home and do it tonight. I'll go home and change them.
You know,
to
if
you'd
have taken your car up there, they'd have done it for you, right?
Oh, and I also forgot to mention that I only put one screw back in it because I was thinking, oh, well, I'll have to, you know, I just put one screw back in it. That way I could get back into it real easy, you know, when it came time to actually change the bulb. So I didn't properly secure, but that didn't come back to bite me at all. Actually, I still only have one screw in it a week later. I keep forgetting to go back and do it. But anyway.
I notice whenever you start your story by looking at drunk. No. You look at drunk, and then drunk corrects you in something that you said.
And then I stop talking.
And then you look at me, and then you keep talking as if you have stopped your conversation with drunk. Why do you do that?
Because he irritates me.
Well, it's funny because I used to think that you were an intelligent person.
I don't know how to fix anything. I'm car retarded. I'm house retarded. I'm pretty much everything retarded.
But that's the thing. If you're a car retarded and you take it to the car fixing place, they'll fucking put your shit in. Like, if you get some head windshield wipers, yeah, they'll fix those. They'll put them on for you. You want a new battery? They'll put that bitch in for you. Free of charge.
They're really nice about it, too.
So I'm thinking I already have the goddamn bulb at home, so I'm not going to buy another one. It's like $18.
Yeah.
So, I mean, fuck it. I'll just fucking wait till I get home. And so I'm sitting there, and I told my dad the story. I'm like, you know, hey, this happened, but, you know, I got the fucking bulb at home. And he gets in my head, and he says, you know, us Moors, we don't have very good luck. And you'll probably get pulled over on the way home, and they'll give you a ticket. If you're driving home without a headlight, you're probably going to get pulled over. I mean, it's probably going to happen, and it's going to bite you in the ass, and you should just go buy the bulb. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, it's Thursday, it's hockey night. I'm going to have a couple, you know, icy cold beverages, and then I'm going to fucking drive home without a headlight. And he's right. We're Moors. We have terrible luck. So this is going to happen.
Why didn't you just drive with your high beams on? Because that bulb worked.
Because he took it out.
Because I took it out, Napier! Okay, so...
So you drove home from hockey and got D-dub. Please tell me this is where this story is going. Because at this pace, that's where it needs to be going.
No, so I ended up just going...
Motherfucker.
I ended up just going to buy in the bulb because I was scared that I'd get a ticket on the
way. That was a total letdown of the story.
You know, that's like a $10 ticket.
D-dub so bad.
It's like a $10 ticket. You probably
could not a $10 ticket. It's like a $200 ticket. I've gotten one before.
Really? No. You're shitting me.
Yeah.
Most of them were
without a warning. No warning. I got a fucking $200 headlight ticket.
Wow, you must have pissed this dude off. What did you say to him?
I didn't do shit.
You probably told the cop to go piss up a rope or something.
You have a face that just pisses people off.
I have a tone to my voice where people think I'm being a dick.
Whoa.
Oh, you kind of turn your nose up at people when you talk to them, especially the first time you meet somebody. You're like, oh, you're a cop? Yeah, fuck you.
I've never said that to a cop.
I've seen you do it.
You said it with your eyes.
Yeah.
So therefore he heard it in his mind.
Maybe he made one of those sounds and it made him angry.
You can't be huffing and puffing and rolling your eyes at no cop. When he tells you something, you can't just look at Napier and be like, oh, I'm done looking at you now.
Did he ask you a question and then you paused for a second like you had a witty reply and then changed it?
That is total mic'd as well.
Like right now? Yep. Did you do this?
I already know what he's going to say next. Fuck you guys, we're going to break. I can see it.
I'm sure our listeners love when you bang on the table drunk. I'm sure it's
I'm very animated tonight.
You are. You're very pumped up because my stories are so great because we have Keith David as our friend.
Absolutely.
I would like to have Keith David as our friend. I don't know who you would like as your friend.
Anything is possible, you guys. Live your dreams.
Amen. Do it.
We'll be back in
17 minutes.
5 minutes or so with...
more Keith David?
Oh, you want to hear some more Keith David?
Well, when we come back, like, don't just give it to him.
With, I think Shannon's going to call in and tell us about her dream.
Yeah.
I've heard it's steamy.
Nice.
And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
Do you guys have a parakeet?
This has been great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays 9 p.m. Central only on RadioFubar.com.
got them open all over town. Strictly this, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day. True play away, I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing back rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can sleep? I like the way you work it, you know what I mean? I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
Feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers it curves so quick. What you heard? Oh. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You've got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you're working, jump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, making it time. I get you in my ride. I like the way you work
it, no diggity. I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got to bag it up.
Hey yo,
hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by Drunk Napier.
Your thing's not on.
And Miss Shannon Lake.
The lovely.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just hanging out.
Yeah?
Listening to the show.
How's that going?
Great. I'm on a computer using Windows 8 for the first time. And being a Mac user, it's really fucking confusing. So...
Yeah. Don't worry, it's confusing for Windows users,
I'm
too.
I'm so glad you guys fucking called me. Because I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I have such a great sex dream story to tell. You can tell that I'm really, really feeling it. Yeah. So,
I mean, how do we even approach getting into this?
Well, how did Drunk and the dream?
Yeah. He was in the dream, and it was pretty awesome.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I guess I'll start out with, like, how it started. Drunk came up to me and was like, sup, with his typical voice where he's not exactly lucid, and he had those glossy, sexy, half-lidded eyes, and just looked at me, and I was like, hey, sup.
So that was his pickup line, was sup?
Yep, sup, S-U-P.
You just melted like a butter in the microwave, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and then he was like, yeah, sup. And he did like one of those little head nods, and he just looked
up with the chin, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh, he gave you the Fonzie look, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And his eyes were half closed. He looked like one of those sleepy turtle stuffed animals.
Well, my eyes are never truly open, so.
Right. He looked like he looked very drowsy. He looked drowsy and seductive. So, and I was really that got me going. I was like, "You look like you're just about to fall asleep." So, right. Let's fucking do this shit because it's not going to take long at all. And then I vaguely it was kind of patchy because I woke up halfway through it, and you know when you're having a really good dream, you go back to sleep because you're like, "I want to." Fucking keep dreaming.
You
want to
know
this.
How it ends, right?
Right, yeah. And it was a good dream, so I was like, no. So I'm willing myself back to sleep.
When you woke up, did you like shoot up? Like you sat up quickly?
No, no. I kind of sat up, but I had cold sweats. I was sweating like Danny Bonaducci on an episode of Cribs. Like, come see my apartment, I guess.
You know? Were Not you really, just, you like, just smiled?
Yeah, exactly.
And closed your eyes and nuzzled your head into your pillow.
Yeah, I snuggle back in and I'm like, go back to the dream. And at this point in time, Drunk and I were in a bar. And we're just kind of hanging out and having a few drinks and getting drunk. And then at this point in time, I start looking like a sleepy turtle stuffed animal. And he goes, let's fucking get out of here. And I was like, "Ooh, I like the way you talk. You sound dangerous. I hardly know you." So then we get in the back of his 84 Firebird that has a primer colored door.
Wow, fancy
yeah.
Drunk.
Right.
That's yeah, and he's blaring White Snake, or no, he's blaring Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Oh, I fucked up. Yeah, I should have been playing. Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
It's okay. And he's just like, hey, I know you want my egg timer in your moose knuckle right fucking now. And I said, fucking A, I do. And he goes, do you want to do it on the top of the Firebird? And I said, fuck yeah. Primer door open. So we proceed to get
naked.
Wait,
stall for a minute.
Yes, sir.
No, keep going with conversation. We can't get to the good part yet.
Oh, okay. Having
so this is we're currently still at the bar.
No, you're in the Firebird.
Yeah, we're in the Firebird. You said let's fucking
was
get out
of here.
Was he
wearing like a sexy jacket or something?
It was like a red members only jacket, Michael Jackson style, except it looked like it was a little beat up that like he got it at Value Village or one of those thrift shops. So but that's fucking cool now. So
right. Vintage.
Macklemore made
right?
that shit cool. So
were you wet enough that somebody could drive a boat over you?
My shamvelope was slathering like a rabid dog, foaming. Shamvelope. That's a new word that I just made up. Yeah. So I'm pretty horned up, and
as can be expected.
Well, Drunk does that to ladies in his members-only jacket and an 84 Firebird with a primer door. Oh, fuck yeah. And the primer door was on the passenger side, so when he didn't open it for me, I made note of that in my dream. So, just say he's not a gentleman, but he'll fuck this shit out of a shamvelope. And then all of a sudden he goes, you know, this isn't going anywhere. Let's bring someone else to the party.
Oh.
And he's like, I've got a friend. Let me call her. So he gets on his Zach Morris cell phone. Because Drunk doesn't have a lot of money in my dream. And I think that's probably true in real life as well.
Hey, thanks.
Is that a safe assumption to make, Drunk?
I mean, I don't make the greatest of money, but it's not like I'm living in a fucking cardboard box. Or
are you
have
on
Zach Morris cell phone for that matter.
Well, are you on Boost Mobile?
Why can I
not? Oh my
not
God, Boost Mobile.
Find the goddamn sexy saxophone.
I use the.
Oh, hear it. No, okay. No, we're good. Okay. We're good. We're good. Okay. We're good.
I'm Could sorry. You play it?
No, keep going.
Oh, okay. And then. So he calls up his friend and he's like, hey, Lisa, I need you to come here because it's your fucking birthday. And I have a really special lady over here and I want to see the two of you just play with each other's boobs and maybe kiss on the mouth a little bit to get everything going. So Lisa comes over and we're touching boobs. We're rubbing boobs up against each other and kissing on the mouth and playing and having tickle fights and stuff like that. And Drunk's just sitting back in the corner smoking a cigarette looking fucking cool as shit.
Like, so Drunk's like sitting over in the corner like watching the show.
Yeah, and not
is his dick out?
Yeah, no, oh. His dick's not out. He's sitting there with his arms folded in his chest, smoking a cigarette, and just like looking almost standoffish, but standoffish enough where it's cool. He doesn't want to look too eager. Like, these are chicks making out and stuff like that.
Is he waiting to be invited? Is that?
No, he's just telling us to do it. He's like, go.
Okay.
Go, bitches, go. Have at it. So, and he's like, I'll get you on round two. Because he can, because he's a goddamn man. So, we're kissing, we're making out and stuff like that, and it's amazing. Then, all of a sudden, he goes, I want you both to stop. But he whispers it, just stop. And then he's, like, gently, like, petting us, like cats, on the back of our heads, just petting us, like cats. And then he licks the back of his hand and starts smoothing our hair down. Kind of like, I don't know, like a comb over almost. He's awkwardly parting our hair. And we're fucking into it because, I mean, he's a ladies' man, so. Okay. Yeah, exactly. And then, he's like.
Is this working for you at all, Drew?
Absolutely.
He goes, I want you girls to do something really, really, really special. I'm going to do this for you. And Lisa and I are like, eyes the size of fucking dinner plates, gaping wide. Just like, what? What are you going to do to us, Drunk? What are you going to do? And then he goes, I'm going to just make a giant fucking cobra snake on your chest. And I was like, they're kind of like, you can call them Twin Peaks. They're just little boobs. And I was like, I don't know if all that shit's going to fit on there. And Lisa's like, I've got a pretty banging set of titties. Shit on this too. And he's like, I've got enough shit for both of you. And then all
describe
of a sudden,
his hog for us.
No, he's shitting on our chest.
He's shitting on
us. He's shitting?
We haven't even seen his dick yet. No.
You couldn't see his penis?
No, not even yet. No, all we see is gaping white
asshole.
Right
now he's like that Calvin and the Hobbes peeing on stuff that you see on the back.
Yeah, but he's pooping on stuff. Except and it happens to be...
Yeah,
it happens to be... And his ass is so bright. Like the North Star. Just glimmering in the dusk.
You follow Drunk's ass to know you're going north.
Yep, I do, actually. Hate to see him go, but love to watch him leave. He's got a nice butt. Anyway, back to my sexual fantasy, my God.
I'm sorry.
So, he proceeds to dump on our chest.
Yeah.
And it is the frothiest, most sensual. It's like that, what's that dessert that they always make at potlucks? Ambrosia. It's like ambrosia consistency. Very frothy, but still gelatinous in form.
Like a delicious salty mousse?
A delicious salty stinking mousse. Yeah. And we're just living it up. And he
like, are you guys kissing each other and stuff while this is going on?
No, we're just laying flat on the bed, and he dumps on our chest, and then he proceeds to lap it up like a game of fucking hungry hippos, just all up in this shit.
Drunk, you ate up your own shit?
Apparently,
he did. Wow. So then it's time for the real show.
Right.
So he pulls out at least 2.5 inches of throbbing pink Jesus. And it
does
is
Dream
making...
Drunk have the birthmark?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going off of the picture that he drew.
Right, absolutely.
I think that was on a napkin with a blue Sharpie or something like that. Right, Very vivid. Yep, I remember it. And, yeah, the sight of that, it just it made my ham wallet leak like a broken freezer. Just everywhere. Spoosh. And he proceeded to just double team Lisa and I back and forth. And he's whispering in my ear. He's like, hey, are you going to win me a trip to Vegas? And I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, oh, are you going to like actually win it? I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, are you going to get me sex with a porn star? Uh-huh. And then he says, well, fuck you. I'm not finishing and I'm not going to Vegas either. The end. Because he is a dream killer. People give him every opportunity in the world and he just shits on it, just like my chest and Lisa's chest. Moral of the story is don't fuck drunk in your dreams and don't win him a trip to Vegas. Dream hater. Dream shatter. So that's kind of
that,
It sounded a little salty.
It did, yeah. It ended a bit,
abruptly.
Abruptly and angrily. I think she's still mad at you, drunk.
Yeah, a little bit.
Can't please them all.
You didn't please anyone, drunk.
Yeah.
Can't please them all, but you didn't please anyone.
Yeah. You didn't get Lisa or myself off in that dream.
You know, that is like a really good metaphor for drunk in a nutshell, isn't it?
He
gets everybody all worked up and excited. He's you know, plowing you real good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just stops and shits on your dreams.
Yeah.
And then eats it.
Like hungry, hungry hippos. I love that. Because it's just such a very vivid image. Like, you get to see drunk, and like, he has a flip-top jaw, just gobbling shit. Like, smash, 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 smash. It'd be awesome. Just eating shit for days.
Would you chew shit?
Like, not if it had the texture of ambrosia.
I mean, like shit probably wouldn't be.
I chew soft serve.
Do you?
Yeah.
Or don't you just kind of put it in your mouth and it kind of dissolves and then you swallow it?
No, I kind of wash it around in there. Could you do that with poo?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever really like had like a poo in my hand to really. I mean, like, I can imagine what I think it is, but do you really know?
Well, your bottom mouth, I mean, kind of feels it. I mean, if you're
my bottom mouth.
Yeah, your bottom mouth.
Are you talking about my asshole?
Your shambalope.
Yeah. Your asshole. Your bottom mouth. Kind of feels it coming out. You know, gets its puckery lips all over it. If it's hard on the lips, it's got to be hard on the teeth.
Oh, my God.
Well, thanks, Shannon.
That was an amazing story, by the way.
Yeah. Can we tell the truth now, Mike?
Do you want action on the Super Bowl, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I tried to go double or nothing.
I had an idea a couple of weeks ago, just a random tweet that I sent out that was something along the lines of, you know, there isn't really like there's a million podcasts for like a billion different subjects. But what there really needs to be is just like a podcast that like just some gal every week just, you know, gets on for a half hour and just talks you off. You know what I mean?
Like a personalized, you know.
No, just like, you know, that's the podcast. She just gets on and you know, says dirty shit for an hour and, like, you know, moans and tells a sexy story and stuff. Like back before the internet, I mean, you know, I used the sexy stories and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was a great idea for a podcast. So then on New Year's Day, the Winter Classic was on, and I was talking about it, and Shannon wanted to bet on it.
On the Winter Classic?
Yeah. And I forgot. What would have happened if I would have lost?
You needed to take a picture of yourself in a bikini top, and I got to do whatever I wanted with it.
What would you have done with it?
I probably would have plastered it on Twitter, put it on the website for the shows and stuff like that, and just personally, maybe wank off to it a little bit.
Of course you would have done
Mike's
that.
Face just fucking blows out the Y boners. Just delicious.
You think?
No, absolutely.
This mug?
I don't think I know.
Drunk, how is, you know, the pictures of me with my shirt off doing on your Twitter account?
It's doing great.
Is it working for you? Are you getting a lot of lot of hits?
Everybody retweets that shit.
It's like a big deal.
Yeah.
And my eggnog picture.
Yeah. With your duck face.
So yeah, I mean, that would have been huge for you. However, you know, it just didn't come through for you.
So anyway, yeah. You're betting on the Winter Classic.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, drunk sex dream. Because she's still mad at you for what you
did. Yeah, it was more of a grudge fuck dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, it involved him shitting on you.
Yeah, and then he totally fucked me over in the end, as per use.
As per use.
Son of a bitch.
It's kind of how I roll.
You know, it was drunk's duty to plow that broad. To just bury his hog, like, fucking hoof deep into this lady's snatch.
Make her look
even
more
snatch.
Downsy than she already does.
You
make
could...
her other eye go, like, kind of crooked.
That could have fucked
some... That kind of talk isn't going to make you any friends in Las Vegas, dear.
I don't need porn star friends.
No, we all need porn star friends. We all need that in our lives.
Listen to... Shannon on about 8 shows on Wicked Radio Network. How many shows are you on now?
Just 2.
Just 2? You're starting up a third one, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, I record a pilot episode for a new show with my brother, so right. It will be the second best sibling podcast on the Wicked Radio Network.
Nice. Was trying to convince Shannon to be the show on after us, but I don't know if that's going to work.
Why not?
She
I think
has,
that would
she
work.
She has ties, you know, to other people.
You know, like all the wonderful people over at the Wicked Radio Network.
Right. those are for those shows. This is a new show.
Right, a new show. Do it live, directly following, you know, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks when the chat is just hopping. And they're going to stick around to hear what Shannon has to say.
Absolutely.
Right.
Aww,
it's a built-in
you guys
audience,
like
right?
Me. Drunk, I didn't mean it, you beautiful son of a bitch.
No,
I didn't mean it.
Oh,
you
did.
Guys like me. Sorta.
Sort of. A little bit.
Well, Matt, right,
Shannon,
we'll tend to
gonna,
our relationship
we're gonna
off here.
Ask Dr. Napier some questions, and then Drunk's going to go home and shit on somebody, I guess.
And masturbate with my tears.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks,
Shannon. Drunk, do you know what time it is?
It's time for... Ask Dr. Napier.
From Starry Spice, by the way, happy birthday, if we didn't already mention it 8 times. Once, twice, 3 times a lady. 3 times makes a lady. What does 4 times make?
A tranny.
Yep, that was on the same wavelength.
Yeah, I mean, 4 times and you're probably post-op and... sporting a hog that they had to do fucking skin grafts on your little lady boner to give you something that kind of looks like a dog's penis. You know, they do that. They stick like hormones into the vagina boner thing, and then it becomes like regular man boner sized, and then they put those weird looking lady dongs into other ladies. Or dudes, or, you know, whatever.
From Matt Leroy, do you like beards with bald heads?
Absolutely.
No, that's kind of the professor look, and it's kind of creepy. I mean, nobody really pulls that off.
I prefer the all hair and beard, all one length. The Carlos Boozer, if you will.
From, Anchor Babcock, if you got caught between the moon and New York City, is falling in love really the best thing to do?
No, I'd probably be dead because I'm pretty sure that's still the outer space.
Right, I think you're falling.
Like, you know, You're implying that you would be falling and then you would die?
Well, falling to my death, yes.
Probably so you wouldn't want to fall in love. You'd probably want to, like, get a parachute. Once in your life, that's what you're saying.
Probably a really good one, and then, like, a little, you know, pressurized suit to keep me from exploding out in the depths of hell space. Come back with alien viruses and those little face sucker.
Alien AIDS?
Yeah, alien AIDS.
Which is not a good thing to get at all.
I don't believe so.
It sounds like a delicious hard candy. Alien AIDS. Would you eat alien AIDS?
Would I eat it?
Yeah, would you eat alien AIDS?
Got alien, or like if you ate alien AIDS, would you then get alien AIDS?
Well, you have to get alien AIDS first before you can eat it.
No, but like they would like send you a bag of it and you cook it up real good. Can you cook off the alien AIDS, or I guess that's what the whole bag is.
No, it comes to you like hard candy, like, you know.
So you suck on it like a lozenge?
Yeah.
And then you have the AIDS?
Well, I would assume they're kind of like Boston baked beans, but you know, they're more alien AIDS.
From Travis Hulse, if you had the ability to orgasm with only intense thought, not about a sex situation, but just willing yourself to blow a load, is there something wrong with you, or are you blessed?
Also, hold on, can you repeat the question?
So, you're not having sex, you're not thinking about sex, but like you can just like command your dick to splooge, like just with the power.
You're not even touching yourself?
No.
And you're not even thinking about sex.
So is that a gift or a curse?
Sounds like you're a 12-year-old.
I would go with curse, because, you know, when... Have you ever been just, you know, walking along doing your daily routine and all of a sudden you think about titties?
Yeah, but I mean, you wouldn't just think, I should come now.
Well, what if you do it a few times and that, you know, that random thought gets put into your head and you're just walking along like, oh shit, jizz! And then jizz.
You're on a skyscraper, is what Anchor says. Anchor says you're not falling from the sky. You're on a skyscraper. Fall in love. Like that,
Who am I falling?
Movie with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Big?
Yeah, Big.
You got me.
Must love dogs.
Also, if you have this ability, would you become desensitized to orgasms? Do you ever become desensitized to orgasms? I mean, you jack off a lot. Have you ever at any point, like, stopped enjoying orgasms? No.
No, I don't think that's possible.
They're always still great, right?
Exactly. I mean, how do you get... I don't think I'd ever get tired of orgasms or steak. Like, if every day for the rest of my life I could eat steak and then jizz, I'd do that. I'd do that every day. And I would die the happiest fucker you ever saw.
And from Indio Techno, any advice for Dan Fernicase for the delivery room in about 6 to 7 months? Did you know that Dan Fernicase is going to be a father?
Oh, congratulations.
Actually, Dan Fernicase has okayed the contest that the listeners of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, we're going to have a contest, and we're going to choose the name of his baby.
Are we going to, like, figure out the sex first?
No, we're just going to, I guess we're just going to do both.
So we're going to name somebody and then have sex with them.
We're not going to have sex with Dan's baby. No, we're not. We are, however, going to name it. And whatever name we pick, that's what Dan's going to name his baby.
I like the name.
I didn't get permission for this at all, but I just decided. Me and Dan are friends. He'll understand.
It's a female. It can be named Winnie.
Winnie Fernicase?
Winnie Fernicase.
I like Bernie for a dude. Bernie Fernicast?
Or for a female.
Bernetta?
Bernadette.
Bernie for short. Bernie Fernicast.
Yeah.
I like it. So, yeah, just, you know, start sending out what you think we should name Dan Fernicase's child. Winner gets to name Dan's baby.
I want its middle name to be Ladasha with the dash. That way there
L-A and then a dash.
Yeah.
A?
Yeah.
Ladasha?
La and then a dash and then A. Because I would love for somebody to actually have that fucking name. Because I've heard that goddamn joke, I don't know how many times, and there's nobody in this country with that fucking name.
A B C D E. Is that Abcida?
Abcida, yeah.
I like that. Abcida. Abcida Fernicase.
Should just be QWERTY. That she'll spell it easily on the computer.
Samus Aran Fernicase.
Ooh, the middle name should just be an X, and they just say it's Aran. Like, yeah, it's spelled X, but you pronounce it Aran.
What?
I don't know what the fuck he just said.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
Do 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 do.
There's a lawsuit out there. Apparently, a fella is suing Jennifer Lopez. He filed a $10,000 lawsuit claiming that she sexually harassed him and made him send her naked photos and promised that she was going to make him famous. And the address that she gave him, she was sending him like regular mail. It wasn't like emails or anything. She was sending him like letters in the mail. Telling him that, you know, he needs to send her nudes in exchange for, you know, her furthering his music career. And I thought this story was funny because, like, they already found out who it was. It's some 53-year-old broad with a P.O. box.
Yeah.
Out sending out letters telling this dude she's Jennifer Lopez. And I thought that the letters that she sent out were kind of funny, and I thought that, like, maybe Drunk could read them in his girl voice.
In my girl voice?
Yeah, read the black part.
There was three letters that she sent out. This is the first one.
I just wanted to let you know that I do remember you, and I am interested in you. I have plans on leaving my husband. I can't say much right now, so that's it for now. Send me pictures of both you with your clothes and without your clothes.
So then he sent her some demos and some things, and then he got a second letter from Jennifer Lopez.
This is Jennifer Lopez writing to you again, just to let you know that I got your packages, music and demos. And just to let you know, you need to send pictures of you with and without your clothes.
And so then I guess he finally sent her the nudes that she requested.
I love this.
She's gonna make him famous.
She says this is
something that's just,
if you were actually Jennifer Lopez, would you say this is Jennifer Lopez and you're fucking this is how you start every
So letter. This is the third correspondence that Jennifer Lopez had with this guy.
This is Jennifer Lopez. And as you can tell, it's been a while since I last wrote to you, and you can see I have a boyfriend, which means you're in for the long haul, and you have to put up with the fact that I'm fucking and sucking his dick.
That's hot.
Needless to say, this guy never got anywhere in the music business.
But he is famous. I mean,
I guess he's famous now as the guy who's suing Jennifer Lopez, right?
I mean, I guess he got stipulated.
He got mentioned on Keith David's Best Friends podcast.
That's hot.
Right?
Because we're hot.
Franny Fernicase. And Dan Jr. I don't like Dan Jr.
Franny
that's
is
boring.
What I call my mom, so that's not going to work out.
I think Anchor suggests we name Dan's kid Dragnet. Dragnet Fernicase. I like that.
No, I think what? I think that one was referring to the...
Drunk does kind of sound hot as a woman. Can you give a special shout-out to Anchor in your lady voice?
Hi, Anchor. How are you doing today?
Yeah. By the way, you totally fucked us. I don't know if you heard, but...
I fucked us?
Unfit for FM pulled the drop of you saying that they're better than us.
Yeah.
And they played it like 8 times throughout their show yesterday.
So. Free advertising.
Oh, is that that's... What
well, for
say?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the Unfit for FM, you know, they played that clip of our show and people are going to say, oh my God, that sounds like so much fun. We have to go check that out.
They should. Everybody should check out Unfit for FM. Because they're better than the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
What are you trying to fucking do? What are you doing?
I want to be on their next episode.
Oh, jeez.
You know what? I don't care what sex the baby that Dan is going to have is. The middle name should just be Hogmaster.
Everybody do me a favor. Go to the top of the Radio FUBAR page. There's a thing that says FUBAR Awards. Make me feel better about what Napier just did. And vote for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks in the FUBI Awards. I don't want to lose to these pricks. They have enough.
How are we doing so far?
I don't fucking know. They don't tell me anything. I assume we're winning, but how do you know?
Because we're winners. Fuck you.
Right. We've been involved in two contests, and we've won them both.
Let's get a three-peat going on.
That's right.
Chicago so, Bulls, motherfucker.
So did you put the poll on the website of who's the favorite?
Oh, God, yeah. I won by so many votes, it wasn't even funny. I did, actually. Yeah, I did. I put it on Facebook.
Yeah, Mike asked all of his friends who they like better.
So you put it on
I put it on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Facebook page.
And you said, who do you like better,
Mike or Napier?
No, who do you like better, me or Napier?
I'm me.
Yeah. Oh,
so why would I say Mike when I'm me? I'm not some kind of...
Oh, so
I'm not
you,
The Rock.
Oh, you got...
I don't talk in third person.
So you got on the community web Facebook, posted as you to get all of your friends to say yes, they like you.
Let me ask you a question.
So you didn't put me in this
Let me ask you... No, I didn't put you in there. Are you joking? Let me ask you a question. Drunk, let me ask you a question.
That's ridiculous.
In your life, how long have you been involved in this show? Years.
Yes.
Have you once posted anything on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Twitter or Facebook page?
Well, seeing as how you've never given me the password, the answer would be no.
The answer is no. Napier, in the 4 years, by the way, this is our 4-year anniversary show.
Today?
Yes.
Actually, Saturday was our 4-year anniversary as a show. Congratulations to us. Surely we're going to be getting plenty of congratulations on Twitter and Facebook, I'm sure.
I would hope so.
Man, you're fishing.
In the 4 fucking years we have done this show. And by the way, Drunk's excuse was, hey, you know what? I don't have the password. Napier, do you even know you're an administrator of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program's Facebook page?
Well, I didn't care.
Napier, have you once posted on either Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks account?
I will now.
Have you ever posted an episode on Podbean? Have you ever tweeted a link to the show? Have you ever done any of that?
By the time this airs as a podcast, the answer will be yes. It'll be 50 penises.
It's pretty safe to assume that anyone who has ever interacted with us, ever... knows when I say me or Napier who me is. Right?
So all of your friends.
It could have been me.
It couldn't have been you. You don't have access to anything. You don't even have Facebook.
Thank God for that.
So when I said Mike asked all of his friends who was better, I was right.
So how many votes did you get?
I think Napier got like 2 and I got like 7.
Yeah. Which and I got 0 because you didn't even include me on that shit.
Oh, no, actually, I think Indio Techno voted for you, even though you weren't an option.
Excellent.
So fuck him.
No, that's my dude.
That's your dude?
That's my dude.
Don't talk about Drunks fans. He will Dane Cook you.
Don't talk about Indio that way, all right?
Well, what do you think?
What should I think?
Did you know David Freese got traded?
Absolutely.
I don't follow baseball.
And he's still the Emos guy.
Is he still doing Emos commercials?
He is. I saw him on one the other day.
Did I ever tell my David Freese story?
I don't believe so. Oh, you saw him at a concert? At Pops?
At Pops. And he was
Candlebox,
in
was it?
No, it was Gaslight Anthem.
Oh, that's right.
He's in the VIP section, right?
Yeah.
He's up there chatting up 2 broads.
Eating toast raviolis.
I don't know what the fuck he was eating. Me and my friend Nick were sitting in the balcony. We could see across him in the VIP section chatting up broads, and behind him there was like fucking Napier's gonna go make a poo, so
I'm going to make a poo.
Go ahead and say bye to everybody, Napier.
Goodbye, Napier.
You can turn off your microphone. Have fun. So we're we're watching David Freeze chat up these broads, and we noticed...
Were the broads cute?
They're all right. We noticed that fucking behind him, there's several crock pots.
Yeah.
Me being an overweight fella, I fucking see these crock pots, and I want to know what's in them.
So you tweeted them.
Yeah. I'm kind of keeping an eye on things over there just to see if, like, you know, something tips off, like if somebody dips a spoon in there or something. There's a couple people that go over to the crock pots. They fucking... And I'm completely out of the musical experience. I'm not enjoying it anymore because I want to know what's in those fucking crock pots.
Okay.
So I send a message via Twitter to David Freeze. And I'm like, hey, man, what's in those crock pots? They're right behind you. What's in them? Motherfucker pulls his phone out of his pocket and looks at it, like maybe 30 seconds after I fucking send him a tweet. Do you think that fucking David Freeze has his notifications turned on Twitter? I don't know.
Yeah, probably not.
But it seemed kind of suspicious to me. So he looks at his phone, and then he fucking walks over, and he pulls up the lid to the crock pot and looks inside, and then walks back and starts chatting up the broads again.
But doesn't respond.
But
on
doesn't
Twitter.
Respond. No, no. And I don't know what's in the goddamn crock pots, right?
You still don't know.
So I'm going, well, fucking David Freeze isn't going to reply to shit. So I start tweeting other people. I tweeted the guy from Story of the Year in Greek Fire.
Right.
You know, some of the bands that were there. The guy that was the singer of Story of the Year came out and did one song with Greek Fire.
Uh-huh.
And then he was kind of hanging out. And so I'm like, okay, this motherfucker, he'll be able to tell me what's in
those. Isn't that fellow also on The Point?
The guy from Greek Fire is, yeah. So Story of the Year guy, I see him walk up the stairs, go in the VIP area, shake hands with David Freeze, pull out his phone, he had the flash on, takes a photo in the crock pot, and then walks back down the stairs and goes back in the backstage.
Right.
I saw him do this. It was a small venue. He took a picture in the crock pot.
Uh-huh.
Now, why would he do that? If he wasn't going to... Obviously, he had to... What else would he be sending the pictures to people for? He wouldn't be sending other people pictures in the crock pot, would he?
Right, no. I would think not.
So I was expecting any minute now, the Story of the Year Twitter account is going to send me a picture of inside the crock pot.
Yeah.
Never fucking came. To this day...
Ignorant sons of bitches.
I do not know what was in that crock pot. I mean, there was people that... I talk to on Twitter sometimes that just haven't ever told me. I've asked.
Well, at this point, they probably don't remember. It's months ago at this point.
Nobody will tell me what was in the crockpots. I just want to know.
Curiosity just kills you sometimes.
I'm still thinking about this. This was like August.
Right.
And to this day.
It was the heat of summer.
To this fucking day, I hate David Freeze, because he didn't just tell me what was in the goddamn crock.
Why don't you just send a Twitter thing or message him?
So you're glad he's gone, then.
I'm glad he's gone.
Playing with Albert
Hopefully
Pujols.
We get a new third baseman.
In Los Angeles.
Who will fucking tell me what's in those crock pots.
It's going to be Matt Carpenter, so...
Does Matt Carpenter like the rock and roll music?
I don't know.
He should. He's a dude.
I think he's a southern gentleman. He might like the country. Which is not on my alley either.
Happy 4th anniversary, guys.
Happy anniversary to you, sir. It's only like my 2nd anniversary, but you know.
Really, it's Mike's anniversary. I kind of just show up and sometimes I make hamburgers or tacos. Happy birthday, faggot.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
just got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFUBAR.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFODix. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODix. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
This shit, Unfit for FM just tweeted about they were accused of cheating.
What did they do?
They were accused of cheating at the FUBAR Awards. Why would you cheat at the FUBAR Awards?
Look, some people are winners, Mike. Some people compete because that's who they are.
I asked Anchor to call in. I don't know if he's still around or not, but. What? Who would accuse anybody of cheating? Who would care if you did cheat?
You?
Yeah, obviously you, for sure.
Well, you said something.
Am I the one being accused of saying they cheated? I wouldn't say that.
Probably.
Mike, did I shit on our new producer friend at the beginning of the show?
I don't know. Because
I've...
The sidebar thing says, just found out we were accused of cheating in the Radio FUBAR Awards. Not cool.
Oh, he's gonna Lance Armstrong this contest. He's juicing.
How would you cheat? Would you vote for yourself a bunch of times?
Yeah, stuff in ballot boxes, obviously.
I actually felt kind of shitty voting for myself. I actually voted for Unfit for FM.
Well, do you honestly think that you're better than them?
Well,
you?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think I'm better than them. I don't know about you guys.
Well, I don't think you're
really
better
think
than most
that we're
people.
Better than them?
I think I'm better than most people.
Where is Anchor not going to call? Maybe he doesn't know what's going on. So I guess if he doesn't know what's going on, it must not have been us that accused him. Did we say something?
No, it's not on the Radio Food Bar on the Twits.
I don't know.
Cheaters.
Yeah, don't vote for Unfit for FM.
And stuff the ballot boxes with WFO.
Right, we need to vote extra hard because apparently Unfit for FM's a bunch of fucking cheaters.
And we just need to stuff them ballot boxes.
Right. I don't know where these accusations came from, but I want whoever is making them to give me the deets so that I can expose them.
Come on, everybody. Help us on out.
For the fucking charlatans they are.
Charlatans.
When I get home, I'm going to watch the
What's
damn
the matter,
Cougar
Unfit
Town.
For FM? You can't beat us legitimately? You have to do your shady methods?
Got to call in your boys for help?
Right. What do you get a fiver?
Come on, Anchor. We're here waiting for
we're
you.
We're calling you out, bro.
We got 4 minutes. Come on.
Calling you out,
you know,
bro.
You know the phone number.
What the fuck? You know the phone number. It's at the top of the page.
You know the Skypes.
Let's hear it.
At WFO Dicks.
Let's hear it.
It's the same as
you
the Twitters.
Cheating motherfuckers.
Come on. That's what I thought. He's scared.
He is.
Scared. Oh, he tried calling. I guess you didn't answer that phone.
Liar.
I'm looking right at it.
I'm betting you didn't answer that phone. You scared of Anchor.
He can't get through. There's just too many calls.
There's too much mic on the line.
Right.
I'm sure you got the Skypes.
Come on. Maybe Unfit for FM is clogging up the phone lines, too, because, you know, they don't want our show to succeed
exactly.
with calls.
Exactly.
We can't interact with our audience
right,
now.
Right, because Unfit for FM's fucking it up.
They tell Frank to just don't even bring over the phone line for the WFO
right.
Dick show. They don't need callers. You know why we don't need callers? Because we're awesome.
That's right.
Yep.
Way better.
Well, you know what? I bet I get on their next show before you do.
Why don't you pull that clip, you cheating bastard? All right. Should we give up? I guess.
Why don't you call him like
Anchor
a friend?
Anchor doesn't have the cojones to call me and tell me what's going on. That's all right. That's all right.
All right, America. We love you.
America. Worldwide, baby.
I'm sorry. Good night, world. We love you.
Anybody who has ever watched this show, we're now friends.
Especially
and I love
from
you.
Malaysia.
The world full of dicks. With celebrity friends.
Believe it.
So, I don't know if we're still on FUBAR or not. We might have been kicked off. What's going on, or do you not know what's going on?
No, it was Mr. Producer said something on Saturday that he accused us of stuffing the ballot box or something like that.
Who accused you of stuffing the ballot box?
Mr. Producer?
No,
Frank decided. Frank was like, yeah, really funny, guys, like stuffing the ballot box. I was like, yeah, I don't think, all right, well, maybe we did. I don't know, but I know I did.
See, that sounds like something that Mike would do. It doesn't sound like something that Anchor would do.
I did not vote for us one time. I voted for Unfit for FM. I did because I thought that it would be like kind of shady and shitty if I voted for myself.
Well, you have like 9 different accounts that you could vote for.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is if you're not going to have a legit voting thing where it's like where you can stuff it, then hey, guess what people are going to do, especially fans of shows.
Well, and
it probably wasn't even Brian or I. It could have been anyone, really.
I mean, it's funny that we're having like a fake rivalry about it. I mean, like, who wins? Who gives a shit?
I give a shit. Mike gives a shit.
Winners give a shit, Mike. That's who gives a shit. Winners. We're winners.
Look, we're all winners in the end, right? because no. more people are going to tune into Radio FUBAR to hear who wins the award.
It's going to be us. Anybody who says different is sitting in the back of the loser bus.